WCBS News Time, 11:51. Ready, set, travel. The Memorial Day holiday is about to get underway. Let's go live to Daily News columnist Sam Schwartz, better known as Gridlock Sam. Thanks for being with us.
You're quite welcome.
I don't know. I'm figuring maybe the mad rush begins, say, tonight?
Absolutely. What we've noticed is that people are getting smarter, and that means if they can get away on a Thursday for a long weekend, they're doing it. So you're going to see a lot of traffic at the Holland Tunnel tonight, a lot of traffic on the LIE, at the George Washington Bridge, Lincoln Tunnel. All the major getaways will be jammed today, and they'll be jammed right after noon tomorrow. People like to get that head start on the traffic and on the weekend.
I know gas prices have come down just a touch. Do you think that it will affect the number of people out there on the roads this year?
It's only having a 2% effect so far. So 98% of the people are still driving as usual. But I assure you the Hamptons crowd isn't feeling it yet. So the roads out to the Hamptons, Route 27, the Long Island Expressway, they're going to be as jammed as ever. Airports are reporting 12% more riders this year. And that means that the Grand Central Parkway, the Van Wyck Expressway, the Belt Parkway, I-78, and the Turnpike, right near the airports, more traffic than ever.
Yeah, so how can we avoid this traffic or do our best to anyway?
Well, I think right after you hear this broadcast, get in your car and get out of town or take transit.
Okay. No, but really, like if I have to leave tomorrow night, there's really nothing I can do about it, right?
Well, if you have to leave tomorrow night, it's really kind of interesting because after 9 o'clock at night, the traffic really lets up. A lot of people don't wait till the last minute to get away. That's just a Gridlock Sam secret, so please don't share it with anyone else.
Okay. I'm sure no one heard it. How about that mad rush home on Monday? Sam, any tips for, I don't know, getting through that as best you can?
Well, I was just listening to your weather forecast, and the Monday crunch has to do with the weather. And if, as you, it was just predicted that the weather is going to be nice on Monday, then everybody tries to get that last ounce of sunshine, and you will see a late evening rush coming back. We've got some construction that goes on even during Memorial Day weekend, so if you coming back across the Whitestone Bridge and coming home to Queens or Long Island, you've got a problem. We have a lane closed around the clock. If you're heading from Long Island or Queens through Manhattan by the Triborough Bridge, we've got a lane closed around the clock, and the same thing on the northbound Henry Hudson Bridge. So it looks like the weather is going to be terrific, and that means the traffic jams will be worse.
Okay, don't say Gridlock Sam didn't tell you so, right?
That's correct.
Sam Schwartz, and I heard you say Van Wyck. We had our little factoid on this morning that it is Van Wyck, not Van Wyck.
It is the Van Wyck. I used to be say Van Wyck, but I've been converted about 35 years ago when I was traffic commissioner, and I have always called it Van Wyck since.
Gridlock Sam, thank you so much for all of that great advice.
You're quite welcome.
Let's see who gets stuck and who does not. They were listening to us if they didn't. Thank you, Sam.